Hi, I'm Pat. Welcome to Passion of the Geeks Unplugged. Usually Greg and I talk about geek and pop culture and everything else we enjoy. But sometimes there are things that only one of us is an expert in. This is what Passion of the Geeks Unplugged is for. Shorter, only slightly edited, straight to the point, unplugged. So, let's not lose any time. Today, I want to briefly talk about watching stuff with my 9-year-old son and focus on 3 shows that I think are equally as fun for me as a mostly adult father and my son. Because, you know, watching something together, enjoying it together, and most of all, talking about it, discussing it, is not only a lot of fun, it is also what I would consider quality time spent. You know, sharing interests. I mean, what greater way could there be to enhance your relationship with your child? Not that playing soccer or football or something together is an inferior way of connecting. But this is a geek podcast, and honestly, when it comes to my sporting abilities, I sadly live up to common geek expectations. Well, anyway, as I've said, experience stories together is a lot of fun. Even if you, as the parent, may not be completely into whatever fandom your child currently goes through. And I mean, these fandoms change regularly and often quite suddenly. So be prepared for that. Also, be prepared for the unbelievable amount of energy your child can pour into something. Obsession, I believe, describes it fairly well. I mean, but it's a good kind of obsession. One that we adult geeks know all too well. Yes, we may go a bit too far sometimes with our fandom, but only in the eyes of those who can't comprehend how much fun it is to dig into a fictional universe. But especially in today's day and age, where we are flooded with shows and movies and all that short, addictive content on sites like YouTube and whatnot, it is increasingly important for us as parents to make sure our children don't waste their time mindlessly consuming bullshit, but watch quality content with characters they can look up to and use as role models. You know, some shows are excellently written, but the satire they get their jokes from, while quite hilarious and perhaps even thought-provoking, is simply too much for what a preteen or sometimes even a teenager can cope with. So I find it enormously important to watch TV together. Not just for the quality time, but also because you can make sure your child doesn't watch Teen Titans Go. Now, here are 3 animated shows for kids that I want to look briefly into today. 3 TV series that I think are fun for both Geek Master and Geek Padawan. Let's flow with this little joke and start with Star Wars Rebels. I may have previously mentioned the series in one of our episodes, but really, Rebels is truly great and a lot of fun to watch. It takes place somewhere between the end of Clone Wars and the first original Star Wars movie, A New Hope, and tells the story of a boy called Ezra and his journey to become a Jedi with the help of a former Jedi, a Twi'lek pilot, and a young Mandalorian woman. First, yes, it is surely a series primarily aimed at kids with its audience surrogate Ezra and its distinct visual style. I mean, I like the style. But there are people who told me that they first had to get used to it. And then they liked it. Kind of like with the new DuckTales. Ah, but that's a topic for a different episode. The thing is, though, the show grows with each season. I would say that watching a season a year, which obviously you won't nowadays, it grows with its main audience, kind of like early Harry Potter books did. But even watching as an adult, the kid friendliness is never annoying. In fact, the show has truly great characters from the very beginning. Sure, it has the usual droid shenanigans that might cause you to roll your eyes, but they manage to be funny. Rebels, while clearly using a boy as an audience surrogate in the beginning, has some really excellent, strong female characters. It's a great show for girls. And especially in later episodes, the storytelling becomes truly compelling. And maybe if your kid isn't able to grow with the show, it might become a little too deep for him or her. My suggestion, go slow and discuss later episodes with your child. This is a lot of fun, and you will know whether you should go on or not. But believe me, you will want to go on. Besides the compelling story and characters, there are really great visuals once you dig the style. Action set pieces are masterfully directed, including some of the most exciting space battles and well-choreographed lightsaber fights in the Star Wars universe. But the story always comes first, and this is great. And hey, it's also an excellent series for your kids to get into Star Wars. Well, my second pick today is Transformers: War for Cybertron. Now, this one comes with a bit of a disclaimer. My son and I previously watched Transformers Prime, and we both had a lot of fun with that and would maybe have been a great choice for this episode as well. So if War for Cybertron might sound to you like a bit too dark, go for Transformers Prime instead. You might already have guessed War for Cybertron is a bit darker than my other choices, and honestly, I think your child should be 8 years and above and have a certain grasp of the Transformers franchise to enjoy the show. It takes place during the last days of Cybertron before the Autobots flee their dying homeworld and end up on Earth. So no Peterbilt trucks, Volkswagen Beetles or Camaros here. If you want robots in disguise, this is not the show for you. Also, if you want Optimus Prime to be a wise leader everyone looks up to, or Megatron to be the evil, villainous maniac, other Transformer shows might be more of your taste. Yeah, you see, in these final days of Cybertron, things are a little darker and grayer than many are used to. Still, characters are distinctly good or evil, so it never becomes too gray. But the show goes deeper and darker than any Transformers show before. The Autobots are losing big time. Bumblebee isn't even an Autobot, but an independent scavenger. And both Megatron and Optimus Prime make questionable choices. A lot of other Transformers get more character in this short series than probably ever before. But, and this is a big but the show is too short. Its plot moves at a breakneck speed at times and doesn't manage to give each character the time it would have needed, I think. But still, if you and your kid like Transformers, this is a great show that is very suitable for adults. So the last one today is Troll Hunters. And we get into a bit lighter territory here, but not necessarily less deep. Trollhunters is an animated kids show by Guillermo del Toro, and listeners of our previous episodes already know that Greg and I, we like him. If I had to explain what kind of show Trollhunters is, I would probably say it is an animated cross between Spider-Man and Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but by Del Toro. Sounds intriguing? It is. Okay, the show starts out pretty kiddie-focused. Our main protagonist is Jim, a boy with an overworked single mom, and he finds a mysterious amulet one day that grants him the armor and abilities of the troll hunter. The beginning, while great and with a lot of feeling, takes a bit to get through as an adult. The plot is rather simple, the monsters we meet are more funny than frightening, but you can immediately feel the potential the series has. You can sense the Buffy vibes from the beginning. I have already mentioned he has no father. And also, he must fight evil the rest of the world does not know is actually there. His cool friends become his Scooby gang, and they grow with him. And of course, the way they have to balance their grades and school activities with their fight against evil, it's just wonderful. If I wanted to look for a problem with the show, then it is the fact that the direction might be a bit too fast-paced at the beginning for younger children to keep up. But then again, I think the show is best enjoyed after the 7th birthday, because characters grow and get more complex. And also, this show being by Del Toro, it gets a little more into the creepy monster stuff in later episodes. It's an awesome show to watch with your kid. The plot and side stories are fun, but surprisingly deep. And so are the characters. I mean, all of these shows can be enjoyed by adults without a child. That's no question. As I've said, you might need to get over a certain kid-friendly beginning. But these shows are truly for all ages. They're just twice as fun when shared with the person you love the most, especially because there's so many great discussions that can sprout from watching a show you both enjoy equally. And isn't that the most wonderful thing? Geek parents are just like normal parents, except much cooler. So, this is it for this week. If you like this episode of Passion of the Geeks, a rating or a subscription in your favorite podcatcher would be awesome. We're on all major podcasting services and on passionofthegeeks.com and on YouTube. You can send questions or suggestions to passionofthegeeks@gmail.com, and you can find us on Twitter at passionotgeeks. So thank you for listening, and take care.